there's something very poetic in the experience of something that you hold just for a minute, not even, and that's it's gone already, but it's part of you forever. I think, you know, smell, in a way, this experience of smelling is really life. It's really, that's, it is a proof we are living, we are alive. My name is Daniela Andrier, and I'm the perfumer behind Purple Rain. I saw this movie, I don't know the name of it anymore, but you know, it's in the space, and they're in the space repairing whatever, and then and I get very anxious in that movie, really very, very anxious. I understand that it's a place there's no smell. There's no smell up there, just no smell. And I thought that was awful, because I think that maybe what I so much love about smell is that it is telling us so many things about life. Perfume is maybe the messenger, so such a beautiful messenger of the unseen, you know, the part of things we believe in and maybe are the things that you don't get to see. Although even I work on it, something I feel is always, will never be under control. It's something that is just like dreams, you don't control them. The dream world is, it's not a separate world, it is part of our world, but it's a world we are not in control of. Yesterday I bought something, and while the woman was taking away, you know, the white thing that plugs in with, and it, so it will ring a bell when you, if you steal it, and she removes the thing from the jogging clothes that I was buying, and she removes it, and I fall back into a dream. I see that I had this dream where the thing was not removed, and I had to remove it myself, and it was not interesting as itself, but what was so interesting was that the simple gesture of the woman was the evocation of a dream that came back. And it was just some seconds of a dream that I could grab into. It came back and it vanished again. And it was that feeling that from the real world, something communicated with my dream world. The world our dreams are made of. So we spend half of our time dreaming in our dreams, making nightmares, nice dreams, not so interesting dreams, but at least at night we are able to fly. Colors, we are pop artists. We come up to do so creative things, all of us. There's so many things that are going on, and I'm very fascinated by the world of dreams. If a fragrance has this very particular, specific quality of common human emotions, of almost the liquid of what we are, you know, moved by, if it does have a part of that, it will be like a déjà vu and bring back some puzzle of our dream world, of our past, of our desires, of our dreams, because that's why our dreams are made of. And therefore it's not nostalgic. It is much more the medium between our dreams and the reality we share with others. I consider Mozart as an artist, and I do consider, well, let's say I do consider Turner as an artist. I do not consider myself as an artist. And I consider I'm doing a very creative work. And it has a lot of aspects of what an artist does, although it doesn't make me to be an artist. It's not that Mrs. Prada sits down with me and tells me exactly what she wants. She trusts that I understand, and that I think the perfumer I am a perfumer who's translating what I understand. It's almost a very intuitive and empathic work, which I don't see as a brand then, but which becomes a whole universe. It doesn't belong to me. It's something that belongs really, you know, because it's something that I would not have done was it for me. I need to get inspired. You know, it's almost, if there was not the muse, nothing would smell like this. What is really the condition is that I need to have someone to do it for. It would not be enough just for me. I have to dedicate it to someone, and it has to be inspired by someone or by a universe. There has to be a good reason for me that I have to translate. If I don't get any sentences to translate, I can't translate. I need to hear something. If I hear it, I can translate. It's quite magical when it happens that you listen, you translate into a fragrance, and you bring it to the person. You say, that's what I think it would be in smell. Very clearly, in our dreams, we are the art director of everything. We make people say what we want them to say, and nobody else than us decides who will say what in our dreams. This is part of us. It's the part of what we desire. It's the part of what we fear. It's the part of what we still have to get better with, you know? In that way, it's not a separate part of us. It's one and only, it's the same person. But there's some things that are so unconscious in us and that sometimes come and might maybe even bring a great feeling of anxiety to us, because we just don't know where it's coming from. And I do think that the past, that's where we put it, in this very unconscious world of ours that is part of us and that is a very important part of us. And I do think that perfume is something that is almost a kind of a messenger between the two worlds, and something that brings back something that is always and constantly inside of ourselves. The obsession of the word modern is almost the insurance not to be. If you are obsessed to be modern, something will close down and will not happen. If you look at a child's drawing, you can see that there's no frontier and nothing has yet been overlapped by the limits of very soon, the soon-to-be adult will no longer have that freedom to paint and express himself just as he feels, and with all the joy or the sadness, all the things that might be expressed by the child. All we are doing every day, since we are now, the being now is the only reason of it being modern in a way. And yes, it's modern today, but it will no longer be in a couple of years, because there will be the new modern then. So what does modern mean, unless that is it is the expression of the present time? And the expression of the present time is in any sense, in any case, taking note of the history of what was before. We all situate ourselves in this history of politics, history of the costume, history of the fragrances, of the movies. Like, there is a history of everything, pop music, like everything, there's always a history. So we do, I think, position ourselves among this history. We do feel the modern part because we are contemporaries, one of each other's, in the now. But I think the real interesting way of the modern to come through is when it's not observed and when it's not waited for. It's something that transcends the history and the questioning and the waiting for it. It's almost like if you wait for love, it won't come. I mean, we do all wait for love, but if you wait for it in a very impatient way and you want it to come, it will not come. And exactly in the same way, if you aim to be in the heart of modernity, you will fail modernity. You will be in a misunderstanding. You will be out on the side. You will be excluded of it, because I think that I do very much believe in the truth of things, and I do think that they happen not because we intention them to appear, but we let the freedom for them to be. Our ability to smell and to remember is something that is a beautiful thing we all share. Perfume is something that is a sophisticated habit that humans created to even more enjoy our ability to smell. The way I perceive perfume is not, it's not the nostalgic memory in ourselves, it's more the smell of time, I would say. It's really, for me, memory has a smell, and it's not the smell of some aunts that disappeared or anything sad that is gone away and will not return, but is in the contrary what seems to have disappeared but will always return. So it is the feeling of something permanent. The Prada universe for me is a universe where I find a lot of references that are very, very subtle, let's say. When I look at the clothes and the shows, I very much see in a lot of details it's references that might bring back a movie that I saw. It might bring back a book that I read, but it will never be something so precise that it comes back and it's the whole movie or it's the whole book. It's fragments. Fragments of culture, of a culture that I cherish and that I understand and that's very important to me. It comes back as these fragments that are transformed into something that's now. Although anytime you see them again, even if they're from 10 years ago, they still have this permanent quality of the fragment that has this very intelligent resume of something that's very important, and that's, you just see it, you get grabbed by it, you understand it through the fragment, but once you hold the fragment, it's gone already, vanishing into that piece of clothes that has its own presence already. And so the fragment is already disappearing, and it's the now. It's this dress that has its own personality. The past is not necessarily nostalgia. The past is our own truth. Perfume is a very, is a highly poetic liquid if it is respected for what it should be, meaning bringing to people back memories, making them be reminded by other people, and being like a red little thread that goes through their life and reminds them of what was and will not disappear. Perfume is something that brings you that feeling of time and the elapse of time that is so one of our essential conditions, because we know that we only have some time on Earth. It seems to be very clear, just as when a dream comes back, you hold it for a minute, not even a minute, for a second, you seem to hold something that's very, very, very familiar. You know you've seen that before. You know it so well. You know it intimately. You love it. The most amazing and so beautiful experience about it is the way that it's disappearing and I cannot hold it. But it put me in front of a truth. In front, the fragment, the déjà vu, was the vehicle to get to the truth of the thing. It can happen in front of a painting. It can happen in a lot of things. But when I look at the fragment, I will precisely, for some seconds, if I was able then to talk about it, I would say, oh, you know, it's the way this dress, the red with the white, it's exactly something that comes and reminds me. You've seen it, you know it, but it's disappearing. And it just puts you in front of a truth of something that you, where you're back into the very beautiful emotion of something you understand and love, but you could not say where exactly and precisely it comes from. But it brings back the whole, the fact that we come from somewhere and are going somewhere. There's a continuity in our history of perceiving, loving, and feeling things. I do believe in that presence of angels and something very strong that is around us. And there's something with no limit to it. And that is very, very... That is very much, I find, like dreams are, something that is not under our control. Fragrance is almost like an invisible friend that is on your side all day long. There's something very strange about anything that is present but not visible. So I hope that people still have that part where it is a magical companion to them that they don't see but that they feel, like an inner force almost, or their emotions.
Perfume, a sensory journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, from the 21st of June to the 17th of September.